In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south. South to our friends in Mexico. Well, I'm not sure what your favorite kind of pie is, but I'm going to talk just a moment about something that is so rare that it is rarer than the rarest diamond that's out there. And it is that today, although not celebrated very much by the people in the world, except for my mathematical friends, my science friends, my physics friends, my nerd friends, that would be you. Oh, man, that was mean. Now, see, I kid around with Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, the crew chief to my NASCAR, about how nerdy he is. But see, what you have to understand is I call him a nerd in a complimentary way. I'm saying that nerds nowadays, when I was a kid, the nerd was the guy that, you know, all the football guys like me would kind of push around. I didn't get to really push him around, but, you know, just nerds, music geeks, ROTC geeks, that kind of stuff, right? Yeah, kids are mean. And, well, nowadays, as it turns out, when you got geeks, professional geeks like producer Clyde Barnett, the guy's making a ton of money. Yeah, he's owning the world. It's now whenever something happens with your computer, with mine anyway, and you know, by the way, you know that you've had problems with your computer, right? Because they designed them to have problems after like 6 months. Because you know who designs them? Geeks like Clyde Barnett, so that they can maintain their jobs, job security. There's a lot of caffeine in the Starbucks tea, apparently, because... But the geek friends that I admire so much, like Clyde Barnett and many of my others, James Stocks out there in Tennessee, can you hear me? Well, there is something happening today that will not happen for, if I'm doing my geek math, at least 100 years. At least 100 years. It is that pi. As you know, pi is the mathematical term that's used to find things like the circumference and the area of a circle and whatnot. Pi, right? Pi. Well, the actual number is 3.14159653. You don't need to remember that. Stop writing it down. Here's the thing. 314 is the beginning of it. 3, March. 14, the 14th day of March. Today, Saturday. Then the next numbers are 15, 15, 2015, 9:26, and it is now 9:09. So the clock is a ticking. The clock is a ticking. 9:26 is the exact minute, with the exact second being 53 seconds. So, producer Clyde Barnett, when the time comes, I want you to give me some sort of finger signal. Don't be too terribly creative with the finger signal. Like a thumbs up will be just fine. And let me know that we are approaching the internationally accepted, recognized, and John Brislin Show admired time of pi. Yes, there is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, and now the time of pi. That's the spooky voice, right? Well, There are some things that we should be talking about in the world of politics and economics and the world of finance and truly important things. And we will be getting to that a little bit later, just a little bit, as a matter of fact. I have a guest on tonight. His name is Mr. Frank Parks. He's a 30-year veteran of financial services, professional manager, executive with Allstate, Northwestern, and another list I can't remember right now. But truly a good man, and is truly who you want to talk to as far as financial things. And I am very lucky to have him in the on the line tonight, and we will talk with him after the break. And it'll be nice to be able to go back on, you know, to the old days, because remember, I was with Merrill Lynch back when it was respected, you know, before the crash, quite honestly. And, you know, the crash hit us pretty hard. You know, you think that stockbrokers don't care, the people at Merrill Lynch don't care. Well, they do care, as a matter of fact. They care a ton. And as it turns out, that golden parachute that everybody talks about, well, some of the guys in the office apparently had that golden parachute. My golden parachute, I was on the 11th floor, so the surprise to me was the golden parachute doesn't deploy unless you start off around 33 floors up. I started off at 11 floors, and the golden parachute didn't seem to deploy the same way, and I hit the ground pretty hard. So anyway, I mean, the funny little jokes aside, it'll be nice to reminisce about some of the financial things that are going on in the world, and Frank Parks will be my guest after the break. But on a quick political note, and I am going to keep it as quick as possible because I'm not even sure how long I can stomach this kind of thing. Hillary Clinton, speaking of hard things to stomach, Hillary Clinton is in some very deep, very hot water lately. And as you can tell, if you've been following it, she is having difficulty with emails. The story basically goes that she chose, as Secretary of State, She actively made the decision to use her personal email rather than her official government email account. Now, that official government email account is there to make sure that the activities of the Secretary of State and relevant figures and important figures like that, those activities are recorded for legal reasons, for posterity, for a number of reasons. She decided to step away from all those legal recordings and those legal records and conduct state business on her own personal account. Well, that's sort of fine, I guess, unless you come under congressional investigation and the Congress is asking to see what those records are, like maybe if you try to run for president. Well, she is saying that about 30,000 pages of those emails will be on the way to Congress, but she's having her own people look at it first. So the problem is that the pages that are coming across to Congress have been modified to whatever the definition of modified is. They've been modified by her people so that, Congress doesn't need to waste unnecessary time on investigation, and they can just get the digested version, right? Well, that's not how it works. And Hillary Clinton is going to have a very difficult time walking this one back. Very difficult time. And it's also becoming something of a pattern. Let's not forget, it was, I believe, in 1993 or maybe 94. If I remembered my history a little bit better, I would probably be able to quote the day. But remember the name Vince Foster? Vince Foster. He was a man in the White House that is, unfortunately, best known for the fact that he was in his White House office, in the White House, and committed suicide in the office. There, at that time, Hillary Clinton was very involved, and it was very confusing exactly what her involvement was with the entire situation. But there were files there that had to do with Whitewater and various, you know, it's believed, scandals that, to whatever degree, the Clintons were mixed up in. Well, those files that were known to be in his office when he committed suicide, and then, of course, Secret Service and various governmental agencies go in there to investigate the crime scene, those files were gone. many arguments were made that, well, the files were never there to begin with, or, you know, some people said, oh, well, it must have been a murderer. And then the murderer, who, you know, in the most secure building in the world, the murderer grabbed the box and ran. But the fact that Hillary Clinton was wrapped up into that, it's starting to look, maybe for some people, not even starting, but it is looking a little bit odd that documents have a way of being destroyed or disappearing on her watch. It's something that we're seeing now in the recent problem that she's having. We've seen that it's not the first time that she's dealt with this. And then even saying that she didn't want to have multiple devices, like two iPhones, only one iPhone is all that she wanted. And her answers are just not holding water. And I have a real problem with people who lie. In fact, I hate being lied to. I hate it. I'm choosing a word that I rarely say, and I'm saying I hate being lied to. I hate it more than I need to be told the truth. And there's a difference. And once someone starts doing things like what Hillary is doing, the question obviously always becomes, well, if she's lying about this, then what else is she lying about? What else is she lying about? How far do the lies go? That is the question. Because the big secret, the most well-known secret in the world, especially in DC, is, you know, is she or is she not running for president? And there is a saying, well, I don't remember who came up with it, so I'm going to just steal it and say that I came up with it. But the saying goes like this. The Clintons, the Clinton family, Hillary and Bill Clinton and their bubble have proven many, many times over that the Clinton household, the Clinton administration, is where investigations go to die. Once an investigation gets into their bubble, it rarely comes out with anything fruitful. Slick Willie, you call it what you want. But will she be able to get out of this the way she got out of Benghazi and the way she made sure that so many people were basically just saying, oh, Benghazi's a non-event, stop caring about it, the way she told Congress, why are we even caring about Benghazi? You know, there's a long list that I don't want to bore you with right now, but no, I will bore you with one. I will bore you with one more boring event. Remember IRS. You remember the IRS that had problems with the director's emails being lost? When records disappear in an environment where we go to great lengths to record what it is the high profile people do, when those documents start to disappear, it makes my anus pucker. I have a real problem with it because if they'll hide that, what else will they hide? And those same people are starting to tell us that lane closures from the governor of New Jersey are the big deal. No, lying when you're the Secretary of State or doing something close, that's the problem. This is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are.
John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbreslinshow.com.
Do you have documents that need to be notarized, such as a will, power of attorney, automobile ownership, transfer, mortuary form, deed, mortgage, loan signing, contract, or more? Well, now you may have any form or document signed legally and lawfully from your cell phone. Simply pick up your cell phone and type in www.notaryforrotary.com and connect with a certified notary as we look forward to assisting you with your notary needs. And we are available worldwide. Anywhere, anyone, anytime. You may have any document notarized now at www.notaryforrotary.com.
President Obama is being criticized, and I think this is unnecessary. Well, leave the guy alone. He's got 2 years left. Really? Who cares? Yeah. Honestly. nothing gets done. Here's what I like to point out. Remember when they shut down the government last year?
Yes. Yes.
Was anybody in this room affected by not having a government? No.
We always get excited about political news here. We get excited about the fact that a presidential election is coming up, and it's only like 50 months away.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
If you have an event coming up, I want to tell you how to make it extra special. Custom Tent Covers will customize a tent, banner, or table cover for your event. You need to let the talented folks at Custom Tent Covers create a custom design just for you. Their work is very cool and will draw people to your area in no time. Custom Tent Covers will incorporate your logos and company artwork into the design to create completely customized merchandise. All of their tent covers are proudly manufactured right here in the USA. Custom Tent Covers offer free mock-ups, and there are no art setup charges. This is great for sports teams, festivals, corporate branding, trade shows, and so much more. With Custom Tent Covers, turnaround is always quick, and their staff is very professional. Visit their website, CustomTentCovers.com. When you visit their site, take a look at their creations. You will be impressed. Or call them 855-TENT-COVER. CustomTentCovers.com.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. I don't know why I said it like that. It's just, I seem to have this, let's just go to the phones. I don't even know what that is. It's just kind of confusing. All right, everyone, thank you for being patient. The phone lines are lighting up right now. Remember that in just a few minutes, we'll be speaking with Mr. Frank Parks, again, a veteran of the financial services world, a 30-year veteran, as a matter of fact. He comes from areas like Allstate Insurance, Northwestern Mutual, Baird Securities, things like that. So it'll be a pleasure to talk with him, truly someone who is knowledgeable about what's going on in the world and can dial it down to our personal level. And how we, as just, you know, the common folk of the country, us common folk can just look at the world and see where we should put our money, how we should save, how we should invest, what we should do just in daily finances. So we'll kind of cover all of those things in just a few minutes. But like I said, everyone that's lighting up the phone lines, thank you, thank you, thank you for being patient. And we're going to go through as quick as we can and start with line one. Line one, Cindy, you are on with John.
I'm on the John. Anyway, while I'm on the John, I was just worried about your anus or whatever. That's a planet.
Oh, Uranus. All right, we're doing Uranus jokes tonight. Okay, but I'm bummed.
I'll do the comedy here.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, I think if you listen to it, the morning show, they got like some kind of preparation H with chamomile and all that. That'll help you.
Preparation H with chamomile. All right, we're going in an odd direction, Cindy. Let's bring it back. What's the good word?
Okay, the good word is I just want to say happy birthday, and I promise to listen to your show, and I'm just keeping my promise.
Well, God bless you and yours, and my birthday wish is that all of your friends and all of everyone that you've ever met will start listening to this show along with you. How's that for a birthday?
Some of them are believers and some of them are not, and some of them are partiers. It's just a time spot where it's hard to get an audience, but...
Isn't it funny how that goes? There's always a little bit of everybody in the crowd, but the fact that you're accepting is very important.
Whatever, the basketball games are still on, and I squeezed you in, and I hope that...
Well, thank you.
I don't really have a topic or anything, but I hope...
Just called to say hi.
Just called to say hi. How's that? Is that okay?
That is okay any day of the week and twice on Sunday. I absolutely love it. And Cindy, hello to you. And thank you for listening, and I hope we get a chance to do it again soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, Cindy, thank you very much. And let's go to line 4, World Citizen out in San Francisco, Bay Area at least. And you are on with John.
Hey, thanks for letting me on, John. I just got 2 quick things, if I could.
Okay, let's hear them.
First one is, if the Republicans think they're going to have anything to say about this election, I think, or I would at least suggest they get a woman in there. It's too much of an old boy network doing this thing now.
A woman. Is Hillary the woman for you? Are you a one-woman man?
The Republicans need a woman.
Oh.
To go up against Hillary. Right now, it's Hillary's game to lose, right? She's in it to win it or something?
Well, you know, for the Democrats, yeah. She's got a lot of baggage out there that she'll have to deal with, and she hasn't had to deal with yet because of the fact, you know, nobody's truly targeting her yet. The game hasn't started, which, you know, between you and me, the little secret is, obviously, that's why she's not declaring yet. If she doesn't declare yet, nobody can really take her on. So she can push back those arguments that she's going to have to inevitably have. But you push them back as far as you possibly can, and that's political strategy.
Well, she came on a little too soon last time, I think, and then she got swept off her feet by Obama. And then he won it. Remember?
Well, remember, she wasn't the presumptive nominee then either. So she had some competition. Her own Democratic competition, the Democrats out there that wanted to beat her to the White House, they forced her hand. Now there's nobody out there. What? Joe Biden? Come on. There's nobody out there that is going to take, you know, Queen Hillary off of the Democrat nominee pedestal. So she can sit back and take it easy.
Yeah, I expect them to leave her on there for a long time. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was what I was talking about last week, the Iranians in Iraq fighting to Crete. During the week, I found out that the Iranians are doing this because they want the northern part of Iraq again. They want to turn that whole thing back into what they used to call as Persia.
No, you're saying Iranians won the Kurd north?
Yeah, the Kurdish part of the north. I'm watching NBC again tonight, John. And you know what they do? They put in...
Where are they?
NBC reporters do a profile on 2 Americans that are with the Iranians fighting for Tikrit.
And this
one guy had his front teeth shaved down and just his 2... teeth hanging out there. It looked like an animal with tattoos all over him. And they talked to him, and the guy just wasn't making too much sense. He wanted to be there, but I think he can't go back because if he goes back to the United States, they're in trouble or something. They've broken the law by doing this.
I'm not a lawyer, but I'm sure taking up arms against your own country is something along the lines of treason, or at least some watered down version of it that the lawyers can find.
No, yeah, they're not on the ISIS side. ISIS has got Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's old town, under control.
So what are these Americans doing?
The Americans are with the Iranians and the Kurds and the Iraqi military.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. This is one of the complicated environments, one of the many complicated environments in the Middle East that, you know, the Iranians, surprisingly enough, are bothered by ISIS almost as much as we are. So the fact that there are some American citizens that are siding with the Iranians against ISIS, that may be, you know, they're fighting the same fight we are against ISIS. But let's remember, still, Iran is, you know, at least a quasi-enemy. So they're doing things that we probably don't like, and we would probably have some legal grounds against them. But again, jumble, crazy, right? Nutcase over there. I've got to wrap it up. I've got 15 seconds for you, my friend.
One last question. Doesn't Iran have a whole lot of oil? Like the other guys?
A whole lot. Yeah, relatively, they're not the top of the list, but they've got oil fields, absolutely. They have oil reserves. And a lot of their money to fight the fights they're fighting come from those oil reserves, yeah.
All
And it's a formidable country. 71 million people, oil reserves. You know, they've been fighting for a long time. They're not wimps.
Do you remember what it used to be called, Persia?
Yeah, well, back in the day.
Shah of Iran and all that, right?
Got to leave it there, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Those were the days. All right, coming up next is Mr. Frank Parks, the man that I've been mentioning, the veteran of the financial services, 30-year veteran, as a matter of fact. We're going to get into some things about how you you teach your kids, what you teach your kids, and what you need to know yourself as far as, well, personal finances is where I want to keep it, but then also, you know, in your personal finances, you have to have an understanding of what is going on in the world, how Hillary is going to affect it, how a Republican president is going to affect it, and just the overall picture of the emerging economies. And that's next on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
Listen up, Vegas. Dollar Loan Center guarantees to beat the rate of any payday lender. You can even apply and get fully funded online at don'tbebroke.com. A signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes with no hidden fees and no checking account required. And now you can get a title loan for up to 80% of your vehicle's value with no credit check at all. At Dollar Loan Center, you only pay for the time you have the loan out, and we lend more, way more than the rest. With more than 25 area locations, or apply and get funded online at don'tbebroke.com. Signature loans up to $2,500 or auto title loans up to $10,000. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loans are subject to approval.
Now, this summer, are your kids going to be doing what my kids are doing, which is, you know, what all kids and teens around the country are pretty much doing, which is spending all of their time hanging out around the house or playing video games or the iPads and iPhones that we all love so much? Well, here's an idea for you. How about signing him or her up to attend America's Best Financial Training Summer Camp? A financial training summer camp. They're probably going to go to summer camp anyway, right? How about a financial training summer camp? That's something that all children need to know. In fact, all adults could have used a long time ago. Well, for the 18th year, Future Investor Club of America will be hosting its annual Young Investors Wall Street Summer Camp for students ages 8 to 19 years old throughout the U.S. To learn more, visit FICACamps.com. That's FICACamps.com. Again, FICACAMPS.com. FICACamps.com. Okay, make sure you got that. And that's, if you want to, you can give them a call, 888-320-9990. Again, 888-320-9990. 888-320-9990. That's America's Best Financial Training Summer Camp.
Coming up on the next Alan Stock Show,
Dr. Richard Fitton will talk about his cancer research and a seriously possible cure for breast cancer.
Alan Stock, weekdays 5 to 8 on News Talk 720 KDWN, where locals come to talk.
Hi, this is Ken Thompson from SportsX Radio, inviting you to join me each and every night, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., right here, 50,000 watt AM 720 KDWN, for the greatest in sports talk, breaking down all the games. SportsX Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., sponsored by Cannon Racing Sportsbooks.
Ask the questions you've been waiting to ask. Every Sunday, listen to the Ask the Experts radio show from 1 to 2 p.m. Have a question of your own for the experts? Then call 702-257-5396 at News Talk 720 KDWN.
When you wake up with the Wagners on News 3.
I'm Kim Wagner.
And I'm Dana Wagner. Weekday mornings, we show you what's new, what's happening now, and what's happening next.
Wake up with the Wagners from 4:30 to 7 on News 3.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can, with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Tell me who's in
I'm in the zone. I'm feeling the blues. I don't know. Something about music, you know, if you get the right song, like John the Revelator by, who's this? Government Mule? Yeah, the Government Mule version. It just gets into your soul and makes you just want to tap on a steering wheel and dance with your shoulders a little bit and nod your head. Don't be shy. If you're in your car, no, let the person next to you see you tapping on your steering wheel. Let them see you. Lead the way. Don't follow. All right, that's enough. All right, we got things to do, people to talk to. And the person that we need to talk to at this very moment on the John Breslin Show is Frank. Mr. Frank Parks, fine gentleman. And in fact, a 30-year veteran. I keep mentioning that because there are a lot of people that come and go in the federal and the financial services world. Well, he's been a professional, a manager, an executive with, let's see, am I remembering this right? Northwestern Mutual, Baird Securities, Allstate Insurance. Truly a man that's been around. And he has a head and a focus on, a head for and a focus on children and how to pass on smart finance to children, which is something near and dear to my heart. Frank Parks, welcome. Welcome to the John Breslin Show, my friend.
Hey, John, thank you very much, man. What an awesome show. I just want to say outstanding, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We're just going to spend the next half an hour repeating what you just said. Please repeat it. Go on and on and on. It's I'm literally doing the, oh, no, stop with one hand and yes, go on with the other hand. So that's the sound of me doing that motion right there. It's very hard to translate, you know, what I'm doing here with the live studio audience. That's Clyde Burnett. And, you know, try to translate that to the radio world. But more importantly, how do we translate what's happening in the big world, the real world, the emerging economy world, the European markets, the just what's happening in the United States even with our unemployment or employment, depending on how you want to look at it. And, you know, the little guys on Main Street that we always talk about, the you and me, you know, what are we supposed to do to protect our children and make sure that they're financially protected? And also, how do we teach them? How do we teach them to carry on that tradition, I guess?
Well, John, I just want to say more than ever, it's very important for parents to begin to increase the financial intelligence of their kids.
Absolutely. I agree. Can I throw a question out at you and interrupt right in the middle of your thought? I'm so sorry, but this is something that's been on my mind for a couple of months now, and it just popped back into my head. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about putting an IRA, maybe a Roth IRA or something, out there for my little kids, 7 and 4. And, you know, just if you're going to give your children any kind of gift and just throw a couple, you know, maybe 10, 20, 30 bucks, 100 bucks or so a month or whatever you happen to have lying around, so to speak, and put that in a retirement account, wouldn't it be nice to give them the gift of retiring at 40 or maybe 35 or something? I mean, is that out of my mind? I mean,
John, I think it's an outstanding idea. I think more and more parents should look at getting their kids started as early as possible with an investment account, a retirement account, a savings account. I mean, even taking them down to, you know, the local bank and opening up a savings account will begin to give them sharing the importance of saving money. I mean, as a country, I mean, we rank very low when it comes to saving our money. And so most of the kids today, they want to just go buy Nike shoes and they just want to spend their money. They don't really want to save. And so that's the reason why this country has a lot of debt as it is right now. We're just not big savers. And that's got to change.
As a father, I can tell you that it's been I believe it's very difficult to teach your kids to do those things, to save and put things away and, you know, not just chase after that immediate gratification. But it's very difficult because they receive so many messages in the form of commercials and whatnot that are basically telling them, no, don't save, just buy my product now, buy my product now. And, you know, as a father, you have a certain amount of influence, but my God, it's hard to keep up with television and movies and all of these things that they're exposed to. I mean, they leave my arms and they're out there in the world and I've got to reset them when they come home.
You know something, you're right, John, and I'm just going to say this as I'm a father too. You know, I got my kids started saving and investing at an early age of 8 and 9. And one of the ways that we did it is we just basically sat them down and said, hey, look, you know, you can spend this $100 on this little scooter or what have you.
Right.
And in a couple of years, it's going to be gone. But if you save that money or invest it wisely, look at how much money you're going to have down the road when you're ready for, you know, college, or you're ready to purchase your first car, or, you know, you've got to give them some type of incentive. You know, you just can't pound them over and over and say, hey, you know, you can't have, but you've got to give them an incentive to save the money. You know, so showing them a chart, showing them, you know, having them save for a purpose is another good way to get them excited about saving and investing their money wisely.
You know, it's funny as we say this right now, and in my political mindset, my political glasses that I look through every day, I'm thinking, I wish the majority of our leaders that are out there in government and various other places had mothers and fathers that would have talked about what we're talking about right now. Because the things that we're saying are relatively simple concepts, and yet they apply to everything from raising children to being a young family with a new home and trying to, you know, make ends meet. And it also applies to the people at the highest level that are managing budgets for nations. It's not so terrible. I mean, yes, I get it that it's complicated, but I mean, if you just have the idea of don't overspend out beyond your means, just save for a rainy day. I mean, these are things that seem to be ignored out there in the world.
Well, you know something, John, you're 100% correct. You know, when the federal government has an $18 trillion deficit, that doesn't help anybody. I mean, at some point that deficit's got to be paid. And it sets a bad example for students, for the country to be able to run that type of deficit. And if you're running your household and you're always behind on your bills, mm-hmm. okay, your car payment, your house payment, your light bill, your phone bill. I mean, if you're always running behind, that tells you right there that you need to cut back. You know, and the other thing, too, is your kids are watching that. OK, they're watching what you do. You know, when you say, hey, it's tough to get my kids to have delayed gratification because there's so many things, you know, that they're seeing out there in the world, so many commercials and what have you. Well, your kids are really paying attention to you. You know, if you're running down there every 3 or 4 years, getting a new car, continuing your debt, you know, on the border of bankruptcy, you know, the kids are watching and they're listening. So it's very important for parents to set a good example.
Forgive me for interrupting, but just that's something that we can do. Like I can do for my young children, but and just to set the right patterns in place. What if your children are teenagers or college age? How do you help them? How do you give them, you know, financial advice to correct their bad behavior?
Well, let's be straight up and honest. Okay, if they're going down the wrong path, at some point it's going to end. They're not the federal government. They don't have a printing press. Okay, they don't have the Federal Reserve Bank. Okay, they can go back to you as a parent only so often.
Right.
You know, before you cut them off. And what's going to happen is they're going to get into debt. They're going to ruin their credit. They're not going to be able to get the best jobs. They're not going to be able to get the best interest rates. You can sit them down and show them and explain to them why going down that path is not a good option. You know, at some point, parents have to be able to sit down with their kids and talk to them about money.
Well, you know? Yes. Here's a little 30-second story. I coach soccer. And quick note, my little girl won her game today. My little boy scored a goal. Yes. Okay. A little daddy bias talking there. But one thing I've known in coaching soccer is that if you try to just sit them down and tell them how to run the plays and how to do technical training with footwork and such, they start wandering around with their eyes, sometimes physically wandering around, even honestly picking the grass. I mean, you've got to teach them so that they don't realize that they're actually learning anything, it seems. And what do you tell kids that are, you know, at an age where, you know, they don't want to sit down. They don't want to sit down and learn something out of a book. Have you seen any techniques that work as far as an activity or a practical experience, or maybe having them get a job, a light job? Or what are the practical experience, hands-on things that you've seen work to teach them these same lessons that we're talking about?
Well, you know, a lot of kids get allowances. Am I right?
Yeah, mine do.
So kids get allowances. So you've got to be able to tie those allowances to you know, chores, for example. Hey, listen, you're going to get this money, but you're getting this money because you're putting in some time, some effort. You're doing some chores.
Yeah.
They've got to realize that, look, money doesn't grow on trees. Okay. If you're going to be working hard for this money, you've got to be willing to save for a rainy day.
Right.
It basically comes down to that. And I'm going to say this to you and to your listeners. I think a lot of times kids want to be taught the right things. You know, I think a lot of times what happens as parents, we assume that that kids don't want to know. But what I've experienced in my career and in what we do, most of the kids we meet, they do want to learn about money. They do want to learn how to save. They do want to learn how to invest.
A lot of times
as parents, we're hesitant because there are things about saving and investing that we may not know, or the average parent may not know.
Yes.
Okay. So they're afraid that the kid may ask a question that they don't understand. Well, that happens to everybody. So I wouldn't let that stop me as a parent from sitting down with my child or my kid and saying, look, even as a family, we've got to get better. Okay? Even as a parent, I need to save more money. I need to invest more money. I need to shop more wisely. I need to learn more about saving and investing as a parent.
Well,
and then you do it as a family.
Well, Frank Parks, I want to continue this conversation. I want to dig in a little bit deeper on the whole idea that parents can be actually, honestly, sincerely afraid to teach their kids. Can you stay on through the break? I'm up against a break. I'm already 3 minutes late.
Okay.
Is that all right?
That's good.
All right, Frank Parks, thanks very much. My guest tonight is Frank Parks, a 30-year veteran of financial services, and we are having a fantastic conversation. I'm going to continue it after this quick break on the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you. A lot more coming back after this.
John Breslin, polite conversation, avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Do you have documents that need to be notarized, such as a will, power of attorney, automobile ownership, transfer, mortuary form, deed, mortgage, loan signing, contract, or more? Well, now you may have any form or document signed legally and lawfully from your cell phone. Simply pick up your cell phone and type in www.notaryforrotary.com and connect with a certified notary as we look forward to assisting you with your notary needs. And we are available worldwide, anywhere, anyone, anytime. You may have any document notarized now at www.notaryforrotary.com.
And did it not also raise a red flag in the West Wing that her personal email was, don't tell anyone about this account at secret/shh. Definitely not gov.
Aides say they tossed out Clinton's personal notes, like memos on her daughter's wedding.
I believe it is a sign that you have been in government too long when you write memos about your daughter's wedding.
Re the happiest day of your life. Your father and I look very forward to sharing the event with you. We love you very much. Dictated, not read.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Do you have documents that need to be notarized, such as a will, power of attorney, automobile ownership, transfer, mortuary form, deed, mortgage, loan signing, contract, or more? Well, now you may have any form or document signed legally and lawfully from your cell phone. Simply pick up your cell phone and type in www.notaryforrotary.com and connect with a certified notary as we look forward to assisting you with your notary needs. And we are available worldwide, anywhere, anyone, anytime. You may have any document notarized now at www.notaryforrotary.com.
This summer, will your kids or your teens be spending all of their time hanging out around the house or playing video games or iPhones or iPads? Even those things that are, you know, semi-educational, now they're not maybe the best thing that you would want them doing. Well, I have an idea for you. How about signing him or her, your son or daughter, up to attend America's best financial training summer camp? Now, think about that idea. They're going to go to summer camp anyway. My kids do and always do, have for years. Financial training summer camp, though, that's a different idea that is worth looking into. Well, if you are interested in it, there is one there that for the last 18 years, the Future Investor Clubs of America have hosted the annual Young Investors Wall Street Summer Camp for students that are ages 8 to 19 throughout the United States. Now, again, that is the Future Investor Clubs of America, Future Investor Clubs of America, and it is the Young Investors Wall Street Summer Camp. This is a fantastic idea and can really give our kids a leg up on other competition, on other kids that are getting ready to go to college, and just really have the information that they need to have a quality financial life. We could have all used this years ago. If you'd like to learn more about it, then you can visit FICACamps.com. FICACamps.com. It's spelled FICACAMPS.com. So pretty simple, FICACamps.com. Or you can give them a call at 888-320-9990. Get your pin, 888-320-9990. I'll give you one more bonus time with this. Here's the last one. Ready for the phone number? 888-320-9990. Young Investors Wall Street Summer Camp. Seriously, a good idea. Check into it right now.
If you have an event coming up, I want to tell you how to make it extra special. Custom Tent Covers will customize a tent, banner, or table cover for your event. You need to let the talented folks at Custom Tent Covers create a custom design just for you. Their work is very cool and will draw people to your area in no time. Custom Tent Covers will incorporate your logos and company artwork into the design to create completely customized merchandise. All of their tent covers are proudly manufactured right here in the USA. Custom tent covers offer free mock-ups, and there are no art setup charges. This is great for sports teams, festivals, corporate branding, trade shows, and so much more. With Custom tent covers, turnaround is always quick, and their staff is very professional. Visit their website, CustomTentCovers.com. When you visit their site, take a look at their creations. You will be impressed. Or call them 855-TENT-COVER. CustomTentCovers.com.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. My guest tonight is Frank Parks, a longtime veteran, 30 years, as a matter of fact, of financial services. And we are talking about the financial planning knowledge that we should all know, and how we can instill that in our children, how we can teach that in our children. And when we left just before the break, Frank Parks and I were talking about the fact that many of us needed that training years ago. Many of us do not feel that strong in the area of financial planning, or just personal finance in general, and that results in the problem of being timid or shy, or maybe even straight up scared to teach our children. We don't want to look stupid in front of our children, right? And so then our children don't learn. What have you seen as far as effective ways for parents to bridge this problem, Frank Parks?
Well, I would say to any parent, The number one thing is you've got to start someplace, okay?
Start
exactly where you are. Even if you don't have a Series 6 or an insurance license or a certified, you're not a certified financial planner,
right.
It really doesn't matter. It is so important that you start even with the basics of personal finance. Going to workshops, going to seminars, getting your kids involved in workshops and seminars, sitting down with your banker, sitting down with the bank's financial advisor, getting your own house in order as far as, contacting a financial planner. Start learning exactly where you are. Don't worry about the past. Just get started right now where you are and say, hey, look, going forward, I need to learn these things for my own personal benefit so that I can share these things with my kids, so that the next generation of our family won't have the same kind of problems that we've had.
Make the next generation a little bit better than us, right?
Of course. It's a must. You've got to be able to make that kind of decision to do that. It's so critical and important. If the next generation is just a bunch of spenders, then guess what? They're just going to continue to run up debt after debt after debt, and that's not good for the nation, and it's definitely not good for a family.
No, and these are things that we need to make sure that, you know, and even in as we try to teach our kids, the surprising thing for me has been that many people, when they're teaching their kids, they actually start learning more about it themselves. I mean, it's you actually learn more and get better at your personal finances by trying to set the example for your kids, so your kids can drive you to be a better person.
You know something, John, that's so true. And the other thing, too, I like to say to parents is, you know, a lot of times if a kid shows any kind of athletic talent, we're quick to get that kid into sports, soccer, basketball, football, or what have you.
Right.
If the same child shows that they're good in math or in, you know, like to save or want to have a lemonade stand or what have you, you know, we kind of discourage them from doing those type of things because, you know, that's money related, that's investment related, that's business related. We don't see them as being, you know, talented as say an athlete who can slam dunk or shoot a basketball.
And you know what? The financial information, the financial knowledge will last them a lifetime. How long is the shelf life of an athlete? We've all heard the stories. Frank, what is the contact information? If people want to hear more of what we've been talking about from you and get advice from you, how do people get in touch with you?
Okay, first of all, they can go on the website, ficacamps.com, and fill out a contact us form, send it in to us, and we'll get back with them. Or they can call 888-320-9990.
Jump down a little bit. Go ahead, Frank. Sorry about that. Clyde's getting a little anxious.
Yeah, and no problem. And we've got camps all over the country this summer, so if they want to send them to a summer camp, we'd love to have them.
Financial training summer camps, one of the best ideas I've heard in a long time. And Frank Parks, one of the best conversations I've had in a long time. Thank you for that, my friend. And I hope we get a chance to do it again soon.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Frank Parks. And the website again is FICACamps.com. FICACamps.com. And thank you very much for sharing part of your night with me tonight. And remember that, say it with me, America's advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight. And I will be here fighting for it with you every Saturday night with Clyde Barnett on the John Breslin Show. Good night, America, wherever you are.